A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John, chapter 21. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." A second time he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter felt hurt because he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Very truly I tell you, when you were younger, you used to fasten your own belt and go wherever you wished. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will fasten a belt around you and take you where you do not wish to go." He said this to indicate the kind of death by which he would glorify God. After this, he said to him, "Follow me." I'm reading this somewhat differently than I normally do. A part of it has to do with my recent experience. Holy Week, I was in Arizona in Navajo Nation working with the Franciscans there. I've done that. I didn't do it last year, but I did it the year before. And I had a sheep experience. I was at a friary where they raised chickens and sheep. And one of the sheep had lambs, had newborn lambs on Holy Thursday, and she gave birth to two. We actually missed the actual birth. We were waiting around for it, but then we got tired and we went into the house, and then about 10 minutes later we found out she did give birth. Terrific experience to see a newborn lambs. Something happened, though. The mother started to clean the first one, and she seemed to neglect the second one, and I was getting a little nervous. I felt like she was not paying enough attention, and then I came back after lunch, and turns out that she actually rejected the second one. It was horrible. She started to get rough with the second one. So we took the second one into the friary. We had some students from Mississippi, high school students, about 10 of them. They came to work for a week on the reservation. And, well, here's the point. We immediately fell in love with this little rejected lamb. And started to feed him with formula from like a baby bottle, and it was a terrific experience. Had to feed this little lamb every 2 hours, and of course it was easier because of the 10 high school students taking turns. But anyway, I related. There's a negative to all this. Those sheep that are at the friary, they also raise chickens. Ultimately, they eat them. I was totally disconcerted by that, because there have to be some exceptions made. If you're going to spend time loving a little lamb and hand-feeding it, there's no way 2 years later you should kill it. But anyway, that's a side issue. What strikes me with the gospel reading today is the Lord says to Peter, "Feed my lambs." That "my" means that he loves us. Touching in view of my recent experience. I might back up. You all know that we have Jesus asking Peter three times, "Do you love me?" Notice the first time he says, "Do you love me more than these?" And then in the second time and third time, he just says, "Do you love me?" What he's really doing there, he's making Peter repent for his denial of Jesus, a three times denial of Jesus the night before Jesus was killed. So that's what that's primarily about. But nonetheless, it does regard us, the sheep. Feed the sheep. It has a spiritual meaning primarily. Peter is the chief apostle, the chief shepherd, and he needs to teach his sheep. He needs to minister to them spiritually, but I can't help but think that the physical part of being a shepherd is also included here. Actually feeding the sheep. And I tie this into my last week experience. I just got back 2 days ago from Honduras, and I have to say I was semi-hysterical the minute I saw the country. It's always been considered to be the second poorest country in our northern hemisphere, but first one is always Haiti. But truly, there are parts of Honduras that are as bad as Haiti after the earthquake in January. Actually, some parts of Honduras are worse, and I'll just point out one of the terrible things we saw. I was with other priests who preach for food for the poor. We were on this bus, and we were passing this hillside, rather barren, no trees, but just grass, and there were about 200 families that were in tents. And it reminded me of Haiti, but it was worse than Haiti because many of these tents didn't have walls. They just had covering from the sun. And I'll never forget this. I wanted to take a picture, but my camera, my battery in my camera went dead just before that, and I couldn't take a picture. Saw this family of probably a mother and father and three children sleeping, and you could see them. They were lying on the ground. There probably was a covering there, but they were in this makeshift awning, no sides, and here they were. They had no belongings, and I thought to myself, we have to do better in feeding the sheep and taking care of the sheep. So that was made a deep impression on me, and I think it partially ties into what Jesus is saying here. God bless you.